Hello, 大家好，我是 Jenny。 那今天开言英语的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你呢，要带你去旅游，我们要去北美，去看一下北美各大城市，他们的名字怎么用英语来说。
Hi guys, this is Connor, and today we'll be talking about city names in North America.
我已经很久没有跟 Connor 一起录潘吉 Jenny 的节目啊。Connor 就是我们的会员，很熟悉，他经常出现在我们的会员课程里，所以今天也是很好的一个机会，平时节目里不太听到 Connor 的朋友呢，今天可以跟他来学学 How do you pronounce city names, or North American city names?
Yeah, because some of them have strange spellings and we don't know how to say them.
对，看了也不知道怎么念哈，但没关系，今天我们的文字推送里面有很详细的这个城市的名字，中英文的对照，然后还有一些发音的小 tips, 大家可以去收藏。我们的微信公众号就是开言英语，开放的开，语言的言。 Okay, Connor, since we're in Canada,、uh-huh. we're in Vancouver, why don't we just start here, right here?
Right, so this city is called Vancouver.
Vancouver.
Vancouver, right. Not Vancouver or Vancouver.
我觉得比较重要的还有就是 OU, 大家不要把它念成 Vancouver.
Right,
it's
no.
It's cool.
Cool, just cool, not Q, cool.、
嗯、我觉得还有一个比较难念的就是多伦多。
Toronto.
Toronto.
Yeah, so there is an N-T-O on the N, but in English we often don't say the T after an N.
所以你再说一遍 one more time, how do you say it?
Toronto.
Toronto.
Yeah, yeah,
Toronto.
Yeah.
It almost becomes like a D sound.
Actually, the T just disappears, like the way we say internet.
Ah, okay, so it's Toronto.
Toronto. And people from Toronto, they just say Toronto.
Toronto.
Yeah.
Toronto. 对，反正就是北美英语里面吧，它这个 syllables 音节是 kind of everything comes out at once, right? Toronto. Mm-hmm, Toronto,
yeah.
不是 Toronto.
Yeah, people are lazy. They don't like to say things properly.
嗯，那接下来的一个 oh, I was just in the city last week, 是 you guys call French Canada, right? 法语区。
Yeah, yeah, French Canada. So the famous city in French Canada is Montreal.
大家应该很熟悉这 Is Celine Dion from Montreal or Quebec City?
That's a good question. She's from that area in Quebec.
In Quebec,、yeah. 魁北克省是吧？我们先来看 city, 先来看蒙特利尔好了。这个呢，因为是法语，所以大家看到是 Montreal, like real.
Right, in French it means royal.
Ah, yeah. 皇家的。
Yeah, Montreal is the French pronunciation.、嗯
但是在英语里面大家就说 Montreal
Montreal
那前面我也说了他所在的省嘛那个 province 是 Quebec 是吧我之前就是看他的拼法 because it's spelled Quebec 我就把它念成 Quebec
Right, in English Q-U-E is Que but in French Q-U-E is Que
So it's just
Just Quebec
Quebec.
Quebec, yes.
Okay, Quebec.、
Mm-hmm.
好那最后我们的 last、Canadian city we want to talk about is the capital.、
Mm, yes, yes. So this one has a funny spelling too. It's O-T-T-A-W-A. It looks like Ottawa, but we say the T really quickly like this. Ottawa.
Ottawa.
Yeah.
渥太华是吧 Ottawa.、
Mm, Ottawa.
Have you been there?
I've been there once when I was 15 years old, and it was hot.
因为它是一个很小的城市，真的就是一个行政首都，所以其实还蛮多加拿大人没有去过他们的首都 Ottawa, 是吧? Okay, so that's it for Canadian cities. Now let's move on to the USA.
Yeah, there are so many cities in the USA that are like world famous, right?
对, why don't we begin on the West Coast? 我们从西岸开始好了。
Sure, well, the first city that comes to my mind is Seattle.
Sleepless in Seattle、
mm-hmm, and Starbucks.
对对对，西雅图夜未眠，然后星巴克，然后 Boeing, Amazon,
yeah,
都是、
right.
对，都是西雅图的。Seattle 发音里面重要的是它的 stress 这个重音是在 a 上面。
Yes, Seattle.
Seattle.
Seattle.、Mm-hmm.
Seattle.
Mm-hmm. And there are two T's, but again, we say them really quickly. Seattle.
Seattle. Seattle. Okay. 那旧金山三藩市呢？
Yes, San Francisco.
San Francisco. I left my heart in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of a romantic city. I think it's a beautiful city.
三藩市哈或者咱们说旧金山那就比较长了 San Francisco.
San Francisco.
所以有一些那个旧金山的人也会说 San Fran.
Yeah, yeah, because it's kind of long. Yeah, you can say San Fran. Some people used to say just Frisco, but I think that's out of style now.
但是我觉得很多旧金山那个 area, 那个地区的人 you ask them where they're from, they'll say, oh, I'm from the Bay Area.
Right, because there are many cities around San Francisco, and that's called the Bay Area.
对，就是比较大的一个区。其实比如像硅谷 Silicon Valley, right?
Yeah,
that's all like the Bay Area.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. Silicon Valley, that's where all of the major tech companies are. Like, I think Apple is there too, maybe?
Yeah, yeah, Cupertino, 反正都在那个 Bay Area 就对了。Let's go over that a few times.
Sure, Silicon Valley, Silicon Valley.
对，我觉得这里大家可以注意第一个词是硅胶嘛，是吧？Silicon, spells like C-O-N, but we don't say Silicon Valley, we say Silicon Valley.
Right, there's no stress on that syllable, so just we go quickly through it, Silicon.
那里的人也会说 The Valley.
Mm-hmm, the Valley, yeah, because it's so famous.
So famous, 对。好，那接下来呢，加州 California 就这么大的一个州，然后有很多好地方啊，我们来看看这个 where Hollywood is.
Uh-huh, yeah, Los Angeles.
Los Angeles,、mm-hmm. the city of angels.
That's what it means. It means the angels.
The angels, right? Because、mm-hmm. Los Angeles 其实西班牙语 Spanish.
Spanish, that's right.
对、yeah. 但是口语里面呢一般大家也不会说 Los Angeles, 更多的就是说
LA.
LA.、
Mm-hmm, just, it's two letters, L and A, but the way we say it is like this, LA.
Oh, L.A.、Mm-hmm. So it's almost like the A becomes L.A. instead
yeah, yeah, yeah.
of L.A.
Exactly,、
right?
L.A.、
Yeah. L.A. L.A. Yeah, I went to L.A. 2 years ago. Yeah, absolutely loved it. The weather was gorgeous.
It is very nice. Yeah, it's sunny every day. Nobody says, oh, what's the weather like today? Of course, it's sunny every day.
没错、啊、这个加州就是这样，加州阳光。好，接下来我们要说说 this city built on desert and it's famous for its casinos.
Casinos, yeah, that would be Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. 但我觉得一般口语里面呢 most people just shorten it to Vegas.
That's right, yeah. And the spelling here is L-A-S, not L-O-S, but it sounds the same as Los Angeles, just Las Vegas.
这倒是啊。但口语里面就是 oh, where are you going? Like over the break, I'm going to Vegas,
Vegas
for a few days.
Yeah,、
right?
yeah, Vegas, because、we don't need that loss.
就大家你说 Vegas, 大家都知道你在说、mm-hmm. Las Vegas, right?
That's right.
好，那 after looking at all these exciting cities,
yeah.
let's move to the Midwest.
Right, yeah, because the West is so famous, but the Midwest, there's no ocean there, the weather's too hot.
对，我觉得就算美国人吧，很多人他们也会 they'll joke and they'll say, yeah, the Midwest,、
uh-huh,
they're yeah. like the flyover states.
Yeah, you fly over them from LA to New York.
对，就是不需要在那里停，是吧？就 fly over, 就、
yeah.
飞过去就算了。
Yeah, don't need to stop there.
但这样说也不太好，因为其实 Midwest 是非常大的一块地方，然后农业 farming 什么都非常的发达，
right,
是吧？
Right, yeah.
但我觉得 Midwest 它比较大的一个州一个 state kind of there is Illinois.
Illinois, yes, and this has a famous city called Chicago.
Now.Both the state name and the city name are confusing.、
Mm-hmm.
因为 Illinois 这个 spelling, 你看它 it ends with an S.
Yeah, O-I-S, right? But in Illinois, there's no S.
对, but when you say it,、mm-hmm. you don't actually say the S. You don't say Illinois.
Illinois, no. No, there's no S in the pronunciation, just Illinois.
Illinois.、Mm-hmm. And then with Chicago,、mm-hmm. the spelling is...
Yeah, it starts with a C-H, so it looks like...Chicago, but、no, it's like an SH sound, Chicago.
Chicago. 我以前有一个同事他就是 from Chicago, 然后他就一直教育我们说 don't say Chicago, it's Chicago.
Chicago, yeah, yeah.
Chicago.
When people from Chicago say Chicago.
Oh, 他们那个啊的音乐。
Yeah, yeah, like coffee is caffeine.
Chicago, coffee. 好，其实美国很多的地区呢，它有很有意思的代名词，比如 the Midwest. They're kind of known as the flyover states, but if you、mm-hmm. go to the South,、mm-hmm. right,、you can call the South the Bible Belt.
The Bible Belt, because it's a little more conservative, a lot of、Christians there with、
Very、
their
religious.
Bibles. Religious, exactly, yeah, yeah.
对，所以美国南部的很多州呢，就是美国人会把它称为是他们的圣经带。 圣经地带，因为那里的人很虔诚，对吧？然后就是比较传统一点。那在 the South 可能最有名的就是那个 accent, the southern accent.
They do. They have a southern drawl, so they say things kind of long and slowly like this.
Like this. The Bible.
Yeah.
好，那我们来看那个 South 还有 very famous for its music.
Right, so that would be the state of Tennessee.
田纳西州是吧 Well, the spelling is a doozy.
Yeah, there's a lot of N's, S's, and E's. Yeah, T-E-N-N-E-S-S-E-E.
But you say Tennessee.
Tennessee,
right?
Yeah.
田纳西州 and the most famous city there?
Probably Nashville.
对纳什维尔啊 Nashville. 就是美国 country music, 乡村音乐
That's right, yeah.
大家就想到 Nashville.
Famous for music.
嗯，好。但南部现在还有一个州，乔治亚 Georgia， 这个州其实现在有很多的 innovation. It's kind of becoming like a Silicon Valley in the South.
Oh, well, that's news to me. Yeah,
a lot of innovation.
Yeah, they have the famous city called Atlanta.
亚特兰大
Yeah. So again, here there's an N T A on the end. It sounds like Atlanta. Like there almost is no T.
Yeah, you don't say Atlanta,
no,
you say
no.
Atlanta.
Right, Atlanta, yeah. And it's kind of famous for their partying, actually.
Coca-Cola is based in Atlanta.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Coca-Cola, huh? 好，那看完 the Bible Belt, let's move to a very different belt. 那里的人都很强悍。
Yeah, a little different, yeah. Up north called the Rust Belt.
The Rust Belt. Rust 就是一个 iron, right?
Mm-hmm,
那个铁生锈了以后 rust.
Yeah.
然后 the Rust Belt, belt 就是一个地带。我觉得这个 Rust Belt 就真的像咱们中国的东北，就是老工业基地。然后美国的东北人呢，就是这个 the Rust Belt， 比如宾夕法尼亚 Pennsylvania 州啊，然后这个Michigan 州。
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, in Pennsylvania, the famous city there is Philadelphia.
这个又是很长，大家不要怕。Philadelphia,
mm-hmm,
可以把这个词 you know, you break it apart.
Yeah, Philadelphia, it means city of brotherly love.
Oh,
yeah, that's
okay.
What it means, yeah.
Philly 是 brotherly.
Philly means love in Greek, and Delphia means brother.
Oh, okay. 对，所以就是那种东北哥们的感觉就出来了。我刚刚说这城市名字很长 but it also has a shorter nickname.
Yeah, Philly.
Philly.
Yeah.
所以这个就容易念很多啊 Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, those are really good. They're like sandwiches with steak and cheese.
对，很有名的牛排芝士三明治。好，那还有一个这个工业州呢，就是密歇根。我们前面说的 Michigan. Again, you don't say Michigan, even though it's CH.
That's right. Yeah, it's Michigan.
然后那里很大的一个城市 Motown, 以前坐车子 and famous for the style of music.
Yeah, Detroit.
底特律啊 How did you say that?
Yeah, Detroit.
Detroit.
Mm-hmm, yeah, it's a D-E at the beginning, but we go really quickly through that and say Detroit.
Detroit. 好、oh, 今天我们 we still have a lot of cities to go, 但节目已经很长了 Let's quickly run through them. 好了 Why don't we just go to the East Coast and
sure,
talk
sure.
about a few big cities there?
Sounds good. Well, the biggest one I can think of on the East Coast would be in the state of Florida. That city is Miami.
哦、oh, 对这个也有必要说因为它不是 Miami, 什么是 Miami?
yeah, it looks like Miami, but we say Miami.
Miami, 对。
Yeah.
然后、小朋友想去玩那 theme park, 迪士尼什么的 you should take them to Orlando.、
Yeah, that has the Disney park, right?
对 all the theme parks.、
Mm-hmm.
好最后我们要看看的一个很大的城市啊纽约。
New York.
Yeah. So this one is easy to pronounce,
That's
right,
it is. Yeah, this one can be a little confusing because...The city is called New York City, but the state is also called New York.
不是英语里就说 the city is so nice, they named it twice.
Yeah, exactly.
The Big Apple.
Oh, the Big Apple,
然后还有很多人简写 NYC, right? NYC. New York City.
Mm-hmm,
啊
mm-hmm.
好那在纽约旁边呢有一个历史很悠久的城市就是波士顿。
Yeah, Boston.
Boston,、mm-hmm. 啊。那 Boston, the people from Boston, they'll say Boston.
Boston, yeah, yeah. Like the famous actor Matt Damon, he's from Boston.
Boston, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 也是那种很哥们、很 manly 的那种感觉。
Kind of manly, yeah, tough guy, manly, tough guy,
tough guy, yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. Massachusetts, 但当然那里学校也很好，叫 Ivy League schools,
yeah, Harvard,
mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm. MIT,
MIT,
right?
Yeah.
Massachusetts 都在这个马瑟。
Tough guys and smart guys.
OK, 那我们今天最后来看看美国的 the capital.
Ah, yes, so the capital is called Washington, D.C.
D.C. 这个很重要因为 there's a state called Washington.
That's right. So because of the confusion, we can also just say D.C.
D.C.、Mm-hmm. 对 that's where Spencer is from.
Oh, oh、yeah. that's right. Yeah, that's right.
对所以有人问他 Spencer, where are you from? 他通常就会说 I'm from D.C.
From
or
DC.
I'm from the D.C. area.、
Mm, yeah, 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 yeah.
Because if you just say I'm from Washington, then it might mean Washington State.
Right. If you live over there, it's not confusing. But for us people in Vancouver, it's confusing.、
Mm, what does the D.C. stand for?
District of Columbia.
Okay, so that about does it for us today. 夏天如果大家有出游计划的话，这些北美城市的发音希望对你很有用。好，那除了我们的双语脱口秀呢，我们开言还有非常实用的全英语会员课程。不管你是在外企工作，还是要出国旅游、出国留学、移民，或者就是对英语美国文化感兴趣的话，这些课程都会非常的适合你。大家可以先到我们的微信公众号免费试用，然后菜单里呢有试用，然后也有升级的一个链接。那你购买了以后呢，要联系我们加入我们的微信学习群，我们每天会督促你好好学英语。Okay, we'll see you next time. Bye, guys.
Talk to you later.